Hello, my name is Rayan Arab, and I want you to get excited because I'm going to talk about the woman's role in Christianity and the woman's role in Islam. Because, you see, the Christians claim that the Muslims are mistreating their wives. They put their wives in garbage bags because, you know, they're wearing the abaya and the hijab, and this is degraded according to other religions. And they also say that we treat our wives just as they are, just as if they are housemaids or slaves, where in the reality that is, it is the opposite. The opposite is correct and that is false. And I'm going to tell you why, and I will show you proofs of women's role and how women are treated according to the Bible and how women should be treated according to the Quran. Timothy chapter 2 verse 12 to 14. I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. She must be silent. This is in the Bible. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 to 14. It's in the Bible. Let's look into the Quran. And they women have rights over their husbands, similar to the rights against them, in kindness. But men have a degree of responsibility over them. Men have a degree of responsibility over them. And Allah is the Almighty, the All-Wise. The Quran chapter 2 verse 228. Another verse in the Quran chapter 4 verse 34. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women, because Allah has made one of them to excel the other, and because they spend of their property for the support of women. According to the Bible, a woman is not allowed to teach or have authority over a man and must be silent. You're not allowed to teach nor have authority over a man, and you must be silent. In the Bible, this is a command that you should be following. All teachers, all female teachers, stop teaching, go back home. Stop talking, be silent. The Bible, not the Quran, the Bible. Christianity, not Islam. We see that the woman's role in Islam is different than the woman's role in Christianity. The woman's role in Islam is that she has equal rights similar to the rights of the man. Some differences because of the man's qualities. He is a born leader. He was born to be a leader. He was born to work and to to help to support the family financially. Whereas the woman was born to work at home and support, and not support, but take care of the children and the house. That is her role. If she wants to work outside, she can, but it is recommended for her to work at home. She doesn't have to work at home, she can work out. But in Christianity, in the Bible, as we read, or as we mentioned just a moment ago, the woman is not allowed to teach. She cannot be a teacher. She's not allowed to teach, period. Who? Her children? Period. It doesn't say. Who she's not allowed to teach, it doesn't say, but it says she's not allowed to teach. And she has no authority over her man, and she must be silent. She must be silent. So let's just assume that this verse in the Bible is talking about that the woman shouldn't teach her husband. But what if the husband is ignorant and needs some knowledge? What if he wants to cook just in case she gets sick? Shouldn't she be allowed to teach him how to cook? No. In the Bible, it condemns that the woman teaches, in general, and that she speaks, she must be silent. She must be silent. So this is the Bible, this is the Quran, these are the verses, they were mentioned to you. If you want to do your research, if you want to search for this and look further into it, you have the internet, you have Google, you will find all these resources, and you will be able to come up with so much truth, and you will understand that Islam is the true religion and that the Quran teaches humanity how to be humans and how to be just and how to be friendly and merciful. Last but not least, the Almighty Allah told the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. In English, and we have not sent you except as mercy for the whole world. Except as mercy. He didn't come to do bloodshedding and to kill people and, you know, to take out his sword and start fighting with others. That isn't what he came with. He came to be a merciful servant and messenger of the Almighty Allah, a teacher to mankind, a role model who we follow until we die. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is your brother Rayyan Arab, and peace be upon those who follow the truth.